How much do you tip if you're out on your lunch hour? 15%? Maybe 20%? It's getting likely that you leave your tip calculator at home because around the country, restaurants are doing away with tipping altogether. Renee Erickson owns a number of restaurants in Seattle, including The Walrus and The Carpenter, and back in May, she eliminated tipping at all of her restaurants. Instead, there's a 20% service charge that gets split between servers, cooks, and other staff. Renee Erickson told KUOW's David Hyde why she did away with tipping.
By taking the tip away and by adding the service charge, we're legally allowed to distribute that money so that the front of the house is still making the same amount of money, but the back of the house is making a little bit more, which is, you know, I think something that I think if you would ask any cook in the city at any restaurateur, they would agree that that's something that I think everyone would love to see, is that cooks could get compensated better.
Tipping's been a huge part of the American restaurant experience for more than 100 years. So I'm just wondering, it's such a cultural shift. What have your customers experienced? How do they react to this?
You know, I think a lot of them, most of them have been really, really supportive. You know, they're really interested, curious, asking a lot of questions. You know, the customers have been really great. You know, we have had a lot of people that are get through the dining experience and be like, oh, I would like to tip more, or I wish I could tip more. And, you know, we've tried really hard to kind of maintain that, you know, that our employees are getting compensated fairly and that they're getting paid enough for what they're doing, and that, you know, that they don't need to accept that tip, because it just brings up a lot of, you know, it's an odd thing when you really think about it to have to, you know, kind of perform in that way to get paid, you know.
Right. From the employee's perspective.
Yeah.
From the customer's perspective, there's this moment of potential generosity.
Sure, of course.
That you're saying they want to tip more, that yeah. They're not getting to experience. So how are they navigating that?
Carefully, for sure. I mean, you know, and a lot of it is like, of course people are going to still leave money if they're really, really happy. But that's just, I think, more, it's become like a, you know, it's not something that anyone's really thought about, you know, in the past, I don't think. I think it's just become custom, not necessarily, you know, it doesn't reflect whether your service is good or bad, for the most part, your tip, it's pretty standard. And so by thinking about that, we really started to realize that it wasn't like giving us good feedback, but it also brought up other issues that made it so that it felt like it wasn't necessary.
What's the dark side of tipping that you think should just be eradicated?
I think we're the last industry that really has it. You know, everyone else, you know, you don't even consider, you know, when you go to the dentist, how that money is getting distributed among the front of the house and the back of the house, so to speak. So, it, you know, like we're left with that kind of control, that I think the perceived control of paying for something from a customer standpoint.
What's an example of the kind of customer who is just really a problem? And if you were to eliminate tipping, it would solve that problem.
You know, I mean, I would say being a woman and serving people can be uncomfortable at times. And there's comments that can be made that remind you that you're working for a tip, which can be really inappropriate and difficult and not fair.
Sexism.
Yeah, not part of your job. And so, yeah. So
gender sexism, inequity.
Yep, all of that.
Power is being abused through the tipping
mm-hmm.
system. And is there racial inequities too? I mean, does it go beyond gender?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I think everyone can have a place in the world where they're, you know, that they feel like they're not getting something because of who they are, you know, and I think that is terrible. Like, nobody should have to work under that kind of, you know, cloud of, you know, feeling like they're not the right fill in the blank to this person who's controlling their income. And that's the part that I find curious, is how much that control of a consumer, you know, they feel in this particular industry versus others. You know, like, they really feel like they get to play a part in deciding how much a server should make, you know, and that isn't really fair. You know, I think we as a culture need to pay everybody what they deserve based on, you know, their skill level and how great they are at it. And that's something that, like, you know, we're the ones that are working with these employees every day. We're the ones that should get to decide, you know, who's going to become our next manager. We're the ones that are looking at the big picture, not just the one person. You know, for some reason, you know, the business has become, you know, like, we have this external, like, board that gets to help decide how much each employee makes. And that's, it's a little weird when you think about it that way compared to other businesses and how they function.
Renee Erickson, owner of several restaurants in Seattle, including The Walrus and The Carpenter. She spoke with KUOW's David Hyde. In May, Erickson did away with tipping at all of her restaurants. Instead, there's a 20% service charge that gets split between the wait staff and the kitchen staff. And if you're interested in Renee Erickson, you can listen to my interview with her about her entire career and how she came to own all of these restaurants. Just go to kuow.org and search for Erickson.